Active Liquidity Podcast. Insights on the go from Kyriba.
When you're managing millions of payments, the ultimate third line of defense will be the artificial intelligence, because whatever good you are at defining those predefined scenarios to catch fraudulent payments, you have to remember that hackers and fraudsters, they have a huge imagination. And so if you try to play a catch-up game with them, there's a high chance you will lose.
Welcome to the Active Liquidity Podcast. Today, we're talking with Terry Trusch, Chief Product Officer at Kyriba, about what we have learned about the payments during the COVID-19 pandemic. Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you. Great to be here.
So, Terry, let's dive into some of the new risks related to payments. What's the different about managing risk today, working from the office, versus working from home?
Well, you know, when working from the office, you have a kind of collective intelligence that flows throughout the office during face-to-face casual interactions in meetings, at the kitchen, or during coffee breaks. So if you have a suspicion, for instance, about a payment that could be fraudulent, it's very easy to talk about it with colleagues, get feedback, and then act. On the other side, when you are working from home in the same situation, you have to engage in more formal conversations. You have to initiate an email. You have to participate in chats. And somehow the outcome is not always the same. So I would say that even if you are a company that has put in place strong processes to prevent fraud, the COVID situation with people working from home requires an additional level of intelligence to replace, or at least complete the missing casual collective intelligence I was referring before. And right here, artificial intelligence can play a crucial role to detect abnormal payment activity.
Yeah, I could see your point. There's a lot of missing hallway conversations, and meeting up with colleagues at the having a coffee definitely provides that opportunity to just touch base in an informal way. And that makes a big difference when it comes to making decisions about how to act. Terry, during our COVID lockdown, we're hearing that finance leaders have been exposed to a significant increase in payments fraud attempts. How can finance leaders better protect their operations from payments fraud while their teams work from home?
It's a good question, because as briefly touched previously, I consider artificial intelligence as the automatic defense to scan payments and look for abnormal patterns. Somehow this is learning and replacing this collective intelligence I was referring to. In fact, automatically at any time, this will raise flags around abnormalities that might have previously been taken up in office hallway conversations, for instance. So here I'm saying might, because in fact, artificial intelligence presents several major advantages. The process is always automatic, doesn't need a coffee break. It's never distracted, and always it applies a process. So in these days, you probably understand well the type of distractions we all are experiencing when we work from home. In fact, just imagine the following scenarios. It's Friday night, just before cutoff time for the payment. There's an urgent payment which is coming. As a CFO, I mean, what are the guarantees that you have that your team will take the time to look at it to detect the potential fraud? Because we know this is a typical time where fraud may happen. You have a pressure on the time, it's late in the day, it's even late in the week. So all those conditions are unfavorable to the human validations. Whereas on the opposite, artificial intelligence will play its role. It will compute the abnormality automatically, looking at the payments, and it will do this regardless of time. And so here, when the abnormality of the payment will be detected, automatically it will prevent the payment to be done. It will raise the alert, and then it will allow the fraud detection team to look at it and to prevent the fraud. So for me here, this artificial intelligence is a third line of defense. This is the ultimate one. But of course, let's be clear, it doesn't prevent any company to apply systematically the other best practices related to fraud prevention.
So Terry, you talked about artificial intelligence and really being the full-time automatic detections and scanning solution that helps people regardless of the scenario, regardless of the time of the day, and helps to really support that collective intelligence. Are there other best practices worth mentioning that CFOs and treasurers can rely on?
Absolutely. So if we think about first, as you said, the technology, definitely when you have millions of payments that are going through the systems, you cannot just rely on human. So you have to rely on all the automation that you have to put in place. So this is where artificial intelligence is the ultimate third line of defense. So it means here that at Kariba, we're really helping our customers to mitigate the risk with also the other best practices. So what I will call two other crucial and fundamental other lines of defense. So without going into much details, but here there's two things I would like to mention. The first line of defense. This is here all the tools and safeguards you put in place to ensure who has a right to initiate the payments, who should approve them, the type of approval workflows to ensure more complex validations, for instance, for high value payments. So this first line of defense here is where a lot of automation can be put in place to reduce here the scope of payment you would like to look at in case of fraud. The second best practices that you have to look at is what I will call the second line of defense. Here, it means that you are defining all the scenarios that fraudsters could try when they want to harm you. And when a payment would fall in such a scenario, it will be automatically blocked. And then you will have an alert that will be raised to a team dedicated to look at potential fraud. So those two lines of defense are critical because this is where you manage most of the scenarios. But as we said here, when you're managing millions of payments, the ultimate third line of defense will be the artificial intelligence, because whatever good you are at defining those predefined scenarios to catch fraudulent payments, you have to remember that hackers and fraudsters, they have a huge imagination. And so if you try to play a catch-up game with them, there's a high chance you will lose. So this is where, for me, AI will help our customers here to cover the unexpected scenarios that you may not have thought, but that fraudsters would have.
We've talked a lot about how payments technology can provide real-time risk management support and help reduce the threat of loss from payments fraud, and hopefully reduce any financial loss whatsoever. And in this new environment, cost reduction is really a number one priority for the CFO. In addition to protecting against the loss, how can technology also help prioritize and reduce costs, putting the CFO in the driver's seat?
So in this context of payments, technology such as business intelligence can certainly help to unveil sources of cost optimization. So here, two benefits come immediately to my mind. Let me start first with the reduction of bank fees. Business intelligence tools is providing CFOs with more information about payment patterns. Here, what I mean is better know which banks are used, how often, for which kind of payments. And with those information, the treasurer and CFO can easily modify the payment routing, and by setting up a smart routing process, they could redirect payments towards more efficient and less costly payment routes. So definitely here, smart routing of payments is becoming a trend. Another challenge faced by CFOs concerns the liquidity they have today in their bank accounts against, of course, the payments they need to execute in the coming days. So in short, they may have 10 million in cash, but 15 million of payments are supposed to be executed in the next days. Here, the critical question is about defining which payments have the highest priority, which ones are strategic for the company, for instance. And having done this prioritization, it becomes easier for treasurer to ensure payments are done according to the priority decided by the CFOs. So in these times where liquidity is in command, I see more and more CFOs spending time with the treasurer, prioritizing the payments to be paid and executing them in the most cost-efficient way. And this is where at Kariba, we help them with strategic business intelligence tools to achieve their objectives.
Excellent. Really interesting the way technology is helping not only across the organization, but really to manage cash, put more visibility into the priorities of what should be paid, and also help protect the organization overall. I think that was an interesting interview, and I really appreciate your time, Terry.
Thank you very much, Dan. It was a pleasure for me.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Active Liquidity Podcast, Insights on the Go from Kyriba. For more information, go to kyriba.com. Thanks for listening.